Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. You are facing a beautiful, beautiful energy and don't know it. In order to get from dark to light, there are transitions. And the transitional thing you would know from learning anywhere on the planet is that the transition can be difficult. Especially when you go from a darker energy to a lighter one. There are those who will fight to the death in order to keep light away. It's a way of life. It's a way of control. And it's the only way they have ever known or seen. But dear ones, after the transition, a transition that will take only as long as you say it will, free choice on the planet will determine the time of the transition. You're in it. You've just begun it. But there'll come a time, literally, when you can say, the sun has come out, light has won. And it won't be that the entire planet is enlightened at all. Instead, what you're going to have, and we've spoken of this before, is a planet which thinks differently. A paradigm of existence that's more based on the logic of what an old soul would know and not on what television will tell you. It is a new paradigm based upon the concepts of a changing human nature. And it's going to look a lot different. What would the practical life of an old soul look for a day? What would it look like for a day? How would it be different than what you do now, just for a day? So I want to give you a short example. We often use the character woe. Woe is not a man or a woman. In this story, it can be either. We're going to call woe a he, but he really is a woe man. And so it's the story of the practical life of an old soul in a time that is not yet here, yet to be determined, but a new paradigm. From the moment he gets up to when he goes to sleep, just a few things I'll reveal. It has to start, dear ones, with you understanding that this individual, this human, this old soul in the future has a completely different paradigm of existence than you have today. It's a paradigm that is literally one that changes the relationship he has to everything, everything. The relationship to God, the relationship to you, to Earth. And so it's going to be a tough call for you to understand everything I'm going to give you. But I want you to listen to the story just for a moment. And as I tell it, every once in a while I'll say, stop. And then I will reveal an old energy comparison to the new energy that we see coming. A night and day revelation in the things that woe faces as he goes about life. The paradigm shift, his existence, is this. He was born into a civilization, this old soul in the future, that has long passed thinking that all of their help comes from the outside. They're not a civilization that thinks that they are unworthy or hobbled in the sight of God. They do not feel that they're going to have to then call on a greater source in order to accomplish everyday life solutions. So right there, the paradigm of his existence has changed, because woe knows what the civilization now believes, is that all things spiritual and beautiful, immense, are carried inside the human being. God inside, a message from the masters that are ancient, is now being applied practically to everyday life. And so there isn't a scamper to find help that there is today with you, with an older kind of energy in a civilization that is still thinking that all good things emanate from something that is not human. So I want you to think about that for a moment, because that's how woe approaches his day. Stop. Do you really think that this will ever occur? That humanity would ever get to a place to be convinced that they did not have to get help from an outside source? It seems to be a stretch of the imagination until you think of this. What does evolution of consciousness mean to you? It's not something that's going to be put upon humanity. It's something that they're going to see for themselves. It's going to be logical. It's going to make sense. Through an evolved consciousness, they will start to understand what the masters meant, start practicing what the masters said, until they come to a conclusion that all of this time, the most sacred things that they ever would worship or believe are inside every single human being. Made in his image means made in the image of love. And in that, they would realize that the image of the masters have always been inside. And this is where we start the story. Woe awakens like he does every morning about to go to work. He puts both feet on the floor. And he then expects good things. This is the first thing he does. He pushes the consciousness of benevolence through his day, right at the beginning. The thought that he would have is, this is a good day, and I'm going to have a consciousness that will surpass any challenge I have today. Good things are before me. Stop. How many humans do that? In an old energy, let me give you the popular way. You put your feet on the floor and you're about to get up and you say, oh, here it is again. I hope things go better than they did yesterday. I had all these things. They're still on my mind. I didn't get a very good sleep. I don't know what's going to happen to me today. I hope I survive. Are you seeing a difference? The biggest difference is the expectation of benevolence, a wisdom that would say, this day is controllable by me. That is a practical consideration. First thing he does, feet on the floor. He celebrates the fact that he is going to get through any problems that come. Now, do you see an enlightenment in him that it means everything is perfect? Everything in the planet is perfect. It's a rosy, rosy planet where nothing goes wrong. This is an artificial idea that many humans have when they think about a planet that is starting to graduate, as though you would all think alike, the same identical thing. It will not be that. Dear ones, you have free choice. You have unique akashas. You'll have different ideas and opinions. You'll still have a form of politics. Sorry. So what Woe is saying as his feet hits the floor is, it doesn't matter. He's going to get through them all. And he expects to. Now, what is he doing? He is creating through his consciousness something physical. A bubble, you might say, that goes before him wherever he goes to help him understand what he's seeing, work with it, graduate through it, and have a benevolent outcome. Is it too much to think that a human would start the day that way? Woe gets in his car after he has brushed his teeth and doing all the things that he had to do, just like you. Car may look a little different, but he gets in it to go to work. On his way to work, he sees something that might actually change his life forever, if he let it. There has been some kind of an accident with the vehicles. And on the curb, there is a crying woman, a mother. And he can see the ambulances loading in the still bodies of her children. Grief that surpasses anything. The day starts out well, and in the middle of the day, even in the beginning, her children are gone. Could there be any greater horror story for any mother? Woe is overcome. You see, in this new earth, in this practical day, compassion is the king. And woe sees it, and suddenly there's more than just empathy. He feels everything she feels. He stops his car, and he's weeping at the steering wheel. He gets a hold of himself and starts a process that he knows about, that he has done many times before, where he starts to visualize this woman in future years of her life, recovering, understanding, surviving, having peace over this event in ways that perhaps are unsustainable in today's psychological world. He sees her recovering in so great a manner that he can visualize her laughing. And that visualization then he sends directly to the curb where she is in that moment of her horror and grief, knowing that he has just practiced something called compassionate action. Stop. Today, if this happened, there would be those who are compassionate. It would wound them forever. They would never forget the sight. It would affect the child inside, their joy factor. In today's civilization, there are so many things like this. There are so many horrors like this that continue daily. And if a human finds out about it, they empathize to the degree that it ruins their life. All they can think about is how unjust it is and how they can change it. And they will weep daily for what is happening somewhere else. And in the process, dear ones, they haven't helped anybody. And in the process, they have pulled themselves down into a lower energy of empathy, worry, fear. All because the compassion got the best of them. For woe, he wouldn't let that happen because he knows that this can happen. And so one of the attributes in this new energy that we are revealing, the practical nature of an everyday life of a person, is to see situations that often would take you to that place and immediately correct and send actions in compassion, because consciousness can change things. Much like today, you would pray for a person. He's doing more than that. He is projecting joy in the future, understanding and recovery for that woman for this day. He starts his car and continues. He stops his weeping and instead he starts smiling because he can see it actually happening in his mind. There come a day when she'll laugh again. There'll come a day when she'll recover. Not today, not tomorrow, not next month, not next year. But a time when all of these things will be all right in a way that she can understand. And he participates in that humanness of her, even though she's remaining on the curb. He gets to work, having a nice day, indeed, doing his work, and he's called into the office. And what happens next is not specific. I will generalize it, and it can be one of many scenarios, all of which you'll recognize. Whoa, you're late again. Well, there's been a problem over here with one of your clients. Well, you're going to have to work on the weekend because this didn't work out well. Well, we're not going to promote you this time, just like last time. Whoa, this. Whoa, that. Well, we're considering eliminating your position. Whoa leaves the office, and for a moment, just for a moment, he is flooded with an old energy called worry and fear. What would he do without this job? How would he tell his wife what has just happened? What does it mean to him? Is it as simple as having to work overtime that he didn't plan? Or is it more than that? And in an instant, he reframes everything that happened. And he realizes this is the beginning of a shift, of a change that will be benevolent, but he doesn't know how, and he doesn't know why, and he doesn't know the timing. And he starts to smile, because it is the beginning of a shift that will be, as he knows it will be, good for woe, benevolent for woe. Stop. What do humans do next, usually? If it were today, worry the whole day, worry the whole night, worry the next month, tell all your friends so they can worry also with you. This is called drama. And whatever happens, happens, but the drama continues and it continues. It also builds a bridge of darkness between the employer and woe. What's going to be next? What can happen? They don't appreciate me. I'm not worthy. None of those things were on woe's mind. But he had to convert it in about 4 seconds from an old energy to a thought which was way above the consciousness of today, where you'd actually flip into a scenario that says, maybe I don't belong here. Maybe this is a sign. Maybe something is going to happen that is beautiful. I can hardly wait. I'll do as I'm told. I'll work the overtime. I'll even accept a pink slip because there's something better coming. It wasn't a half an hour later that he heard the cheering going on. One of his friends in one of the other cubicles in his office had been promoted to one of the positions he wanted. He wandered over to be part of the celebration. And he was. And he meant it. He was so pleased that a friend of his was succeeding. So pleased that that friend got a raise. So pleased. Stop. Do I have to say it? In an older energy, there is so much of self, so much of projection. Why not me? What did he have that I didn't have? He took my job. I don't like him anymore. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to go home and eat worms. Anything to be depressed. This is awful. First I get an idea that I may not be employed anymore, and then I get somebody else who got my job. But that's not what happened, you see. Because woe already knew this or something better. A benevolence is coming. He didn't know when. He didn't know how. But here in front of him was a human being who got something wonderful. It would change the human being's lifestyle. He knew that the human being would go and tell the family, and they would have a beautiful dinner, and they would sing. What a good time this is to celebrate the joy of a neighbor. Is this even possible? Oh, yeah. The practical life of an old soul at work, just like yours, if you go to work, Or mother, if you carry the burden of children and grandchildren, caring for them and all the things that happen around it, there's all these kinds of scenarios that'll take place. It's time for woe to go home. Woe, like so many humans everywhere, lot on his mind. And there was some kind of intuitive thought that said, you're forgetting something. But he couldn't quite put his finger on it, as you say. He drove home. Now, Woe's home was beautiful. Beautiful family, thought much like he did. But there were a few things that Woe knew that had to be a certain way. His wife was a wonderful cook, and dinner was served at a certain time. He had to be there. No being late. He made the mistake early in the marriage of being late, and he only did it one time. She deserved him to be there to enjoy what she had prepared and worked on for at least an hour and a half or two before he got there. The family would be waiting. Woe was on time, just like always, about to pull into the house, and then his intuition gave him the message. Woe, this is your anniversary. Immediately, there is the decision. Do I run to the flower shop, get the flowers, get the card, and come back and be late for dinner? Which is better, being late for dinner or not having the flowers? Which would then indicate I forgot. His intuition served him well, and let me show you. He made a quick stop, not to the flower shop, but to the stall he remembered was on the corner, not too far away. Lots of flowers, lots of good ones. Higher prices, but lots of good ones. They even had little stickers like cards. Of course, they were electronic, but that's then and that was now. Purchased the flowers, came back as fast as he could, but it took 15 minutes. Now he was 15 minutes late. He didn't know what would happen, but at least he had the flowers. He could walk in and say, happy anniversary, honey. Sorry, I'm late. And he did. But something else happened. You see, when he walked into the door, all of his friends were there. It was a happy anniversary party, you see. And he had the flowers right there. Dinner wasn't late because there was no dinner. There was a party. He was not in trouble, but he would have been without the flowers, if you get the point. What happened? Stop. Woe paused for a moment and listened to the intuition. A higher part of him which knew beyond what he knew. What was going on in the house, what the reactions would be, what was the best thing to do with information he did not have, and he listened, and he trusted, and he went there to get the flowers. An older energy, dear ones, would have the human being clueless, making a 50% chance of right or wrong decision. Not understanding that there is a higher innate part of yourself that knows so much more than you. That there is the higher self above you who knew there was a party in the room. Listening to the intuition was common. Woe used it every day as a staple, who to call, how to say the things he had to say to the clients he needed to talk to. It was his way of life, and Woe knew it worked. He had done it yet again. The party was over. His wife said, thank you so much for those flowers. Didn't we have a great time? Of course, Woe didn't say, well, there's another story. He just said, of course, I love you. Woe was about to go to sleep. His feet were on the floor. And before he lifted them into bed, he said, thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Creator. Thank all the cells of my body for using Thank you for the disease that was chased away today because I didn't get into worry and fear and drama. Thanks to the inner child that I can smile now. I am not worried about my job, you see, this or something better. Good night, sweetheart. That's real. All of it. That's what's happened on planets you don't know about. That is the potential for you to think so far above anything that's going on in your life now that the reactions are so different. That defines enlightenment. The age of compassion is coming. It will rewrite and reframe all that humans think about and react to. And I just gave you a snapshot. Not something out of the purview of reality at all, but something instead belongs to you and is your lineage because you passed the marker. And you will say, wow, I'd like to be there to see it. You will. All of you. All of you. And so it is.